And we are back here on Out of the Woods. Catherine Rondo is here with us in my living room.
Yes.
Yeah. So, more music.
Yes, this next song is inspired by a very bad boy that I know. And fortunately for you gals out there, most bad boys, you know, they have that charm. But after a while, it does start to wear off. So, you know, we're not as captured by the spell as we were when we were younger. This is a song called Boyish Charms. Keep whistling past the graveyard, throw salt behind your chin. Ain't no incantation gonna fix the state you're in. Don't walk under ladders and avoid that old black cat. You finally lost your boyish charms, and you'll never get them back. Knew you from a little girl, together all through school. We kissed each day at recess, we promised we'd be true. Little did I know back then you'd cast a spell on me. One look in your witch hazel eyes, anything I would believe. Your boyish charms don't work no more. So you best be scooting out alone. You had them once, but now they're gone. So run back to the devil, cause your boyish charms are gone. After we got married, you thrilled me with delight. Told mesmerizing stories when you came home late at night. Must have been some potion that you poured into my tea. Well, now I'm drinking bourbon and your charms don't work on me. Your boyish charms don't work no more. So you best be scooting out the door. You had them once, but now they're gone. So run back to the devil, cause your boyish charms are gone. Now ladies, heed my story, I swear each word is true. And if you got a man trying his boyish charms on you, braid your hair with garlic and put on a cross or three. Then stomp your foot two times, from his charms you will be free. His boyish charms won't work no more. So he best be scooting out the door. You had them once, but now they're gone. So run back to the devil, cause your boyish charms are gone. Run back to the devil, cause your boyish charms are gone. Run back to the devil, cause your boyish charms are gone.
Catherine Rondo, yeah, neat stuff.
He was a bad boy, I'm telling you.
And you do that one on the CD as well. It has more of a bluegrassy
yes,
treatment.
I've got a banjo and a stand-up bass. Actually, the stand-up bass player on that song on the CD, Ron Greenstein, he toured for many years with Tom Paxton as his bass player. He'd be out on the road with him. So he's been around a long time, really great guy. And it was very peppy. On yeah. A lot of stuff going on, which I love. So,
yeah, when I hear you sing, usually I sort of think blues, you know, but you could sing some bluegrass too. I think you could.
Yes, I could.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I do. I can't do it right now if I had my banjo player with me, but I do a heck of an Ivan Dord, and I also do cool. A really nice version of that I'll be playing at my show next month of High on a Mountain.
Oh, I was just thinking of that.
High on the mountain, oh, wind blowing free. Yeah, I can. But I need my boom, 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 you know.
So you like the Ola Bell Reed.
I love. As someone with a big voice, the singers who really appealed to me, even from when I was a kid, were the ones who had that voice. Because then I felt like, you know, they're doing what I want to do, and not some, you know, some folks, and it's fine, everything is different, But, you know, some folks are a little more quiet. And I can be quiet, and I sometimes am. But my overall vocalization is not quiet. I'm not a low whisperer. So I like, one of my earliest idols was Melanie, and I actually do a cover a song by Melanie.
Oh, yeah, I love that one.
Because she just lays her heart out when she's singing. Like, I'm not, that's really what I try to, I really love doing that myself.
Yeah, I've really only sort of come to discover her more recently and really listened to a lot of her albums.
Yeah, she did some beautiful, I mean, a lot of people know her from Brand New Key.
Right, right.
But she did, I mean, she's been working for Peace Causes her whole life, and her song Candles in the Rain, I mean, just beautiful.
Ahead of her time.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Very cool. So what you want to play for us next?
All right, so what I'm going to play for you next is my mother's favorite song. And I do have a little story about this song. So when I was in, I want to say, seventh grade, we had just moved to a new town, and they were having a pop concert that people could try out for. So I put my guitar that I had at the time in its case, which was a black plastic garbage bag, onto my school bus, and I went in and I played the song in the tryout. And afterwards, the teacher said, "Catherine, that was beautiful, but you're not allowed to sing that song at our school." Now, this is quite shocking to me because my mother, while she was, you know, came up in the 60s era, was a much more traditional mom, you know, and that kind of a thing. So to think that she had liked a song that was banned by the school was quite shocking, I'm not going to lie. And it was ridiculous. Ridiculous, I tell you. It's a classic old song. It's, you know, a traditional folk song. One of the first I ever learned, House of the Rising Sun.
There is a house in New Orleans they call Rising Sun, and it's been the ruin of many a poor girl, and God, I know I'm one. My mother was a tailor. Sold my new blue jeans. My father was a gambling man down in New Orleans. Now the a suitcase and a trunk. The only time he's satisfied is when he's all drunk. One foot is on the platform and the other foot is on the train. Not to do what I have done. Spend your life in sin and misery in the house of the rising sun. Here is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun. God, I know.
Catherine Rondeau, once again. Yeah, nice version of that.
I've been singing that song. When I was a little girl, I got my first guitar when I was 10. My dad, who was a butcher and a meat manager at a grocery store from Connecticut Point, Rhode Island. Go Red Sox.
Hey, yeah.
Don't even get me started. I was born 10 minutes from New York in New Jersey, where I'm from. And I was raised from the time I was born to hate the Yankees. So, and if you listeners out there, if you're local, yes, I'm on your side. I've been to Fenway multiple times. And so for some reason, he thought he would play guitar. His fingers were the size of sausages because he was a butcher. He worked with his hands all day. So I got the guitar and I took, you know, like 4 lessons or something. And I used to sit Indian style on the sidewalk in front of my house and just play to the street, little concerts, hoping someday a music person of some kind would get lost in suburban New Jersey and hear this 10-year-old girl discover me. But I'm a little bit older than that. I'm still waiting for that drive-by, but I try to sing really loud so they can hear me wherever they are.
Very cool. So how many more you want to play for us?
Maybe, do we have time for one more?
Sure, you can do one more.
Awesome. Yeah. All right. So this song, you know, I was raised in the 60s. As a kid, we didn't have a lot of records, but the ones that we had, at least half, were by Peter, Paul, and Mary. So I was really raised on, you know, that kind of harmony singing and protest songs that, you know, of all different kinds. So, you know, I love Dylan. The first song I ever learned to play, as many kids is, was Blowing in the Wind. So, you know, there's a lot of songs out there really about how can we improve the world that we live in? How can we make sense of what's going on just in life in general? And how can we work together? So I decided I wanted to write my own protest song, kind of a, not a protest song, but a protest song, about getting together and making our world a better place. I need a cape over this one. And it is the first song off of my CD. And there are ample opportunities to sing along, you listeners out there. You'll know where to sing along. It's called Raise Up Your Hand.
This broke down life ain't easy. Some say it's too damn hard. People hating each other, no matter who they are. We're here for such a short while. We got no time to lose. If we can find some common ground, we might just make it through. Raise up your hand if you've ever been alone. Raise up your hand if the ones you love are gone. Raise up your hand if you've been too long from home. Raise up your hand, come take a stand. Raise up your hand. We know the cards are marked up. We know the deck ain't fair. Some folks are holding aces and others got 2 pair. But if your hands are empty, there's not much you can do. You gotta find a new game. Ain't big for us to lose. Raise up your hand if you've ever been afraid. Raise up your hand if you've ever burned with shame. Raise up your hand if you've ever been to blame. Raise up your hand, come take a stand. Raise up your hand. 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 Come take a stand. Raise up your hand. 'Cause 99% of us and 1% of them. There's power in our numbers if we get counted in. We gotta join together in one united state. We gotta find some common ground before it gets too late. Raise up your hand if you want a world that's fair. Raise up your hand if you got something to share. Raise up your hand. I want to see them raised up everywhere. Raise up your hand. Come take a stand. Raise up your hand. Raise up your hand. Come take a stand. Raise up your hand. Raise up your hand. I'll be your friend. Raise up your hand. Come take a stand. Raise up your hand.
Excellent. Catherine Rondo.
Yeah. John Colgord.
Thanks again for stopping by.
It's been awesome. The time has flown by, and this whole time I've been looking at your window at a beautiful birch tree across the street. And my dad was born in Rhode Island, as I said. All of my childhood vacations were up in Connecticut, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, even New Hampshire. And he loved birch trees, and you don't see them often where I live. And the whole ride up here, I've been seeing birch trees, and watching that out the window is just like he's watching me. So it's awesome.
Very nice. Very cool. I'm glad we have a decent view out the window here.
Better than the 3 feet of snow you said you had the other day.
Oh, so. Yeah. It wasn't too long ago.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm going to be, I know it'll be past the time of your show, but I'm actually driving down to Infinity Hall in Norfolk, Connecticut tonight to pop in at their open mic night. So I'll be keeping my little New England tour going.
Oh, cool. Cool. Well, folks, you should go over to Catherine's website and check it out over there. Once again, it's CatherineRondo.com.
Mm-hmm.
Is that K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N?
I-N-E, yep. R-O-N-D-E-A-U. You French-Canadians, wherever you might be out there. My dad's from Rhode Island, and Rondo is kind of like Johnson. It's a very common French-Canadian name, so a lot of furriers and trappers down there in Rhode Island.
Yeah, we definitely have a lot of French Canadians here in New England. So, yeah. All right. Well, thanks again.
Thank you so much. It's been just a real pleasure. You have incredible support for folk artists all over the country. So I'm just so glad I was able to actually swing up here myself in person. It's awesome.
Folk, the other four-letter word.
Yes. It will not get banned on the radio.
All right, great. Well, we got another quick break to take, but we will be right back after this.